Okay, we have a very interesting and important share today, different than the ordinary halachas, black and white, Shulchan Aruch and Achrayim. We here will be trying to understand Gemaras and try to understand the Rishayim and then the Achrayim. And it is halacha because it's the way we talk. As I mentioned yesterday, the way we talk, it's not only lashon hara. Our mouths are. And Friday night, we began this year. Our mouths are kedusha. And the deeper that we say, and the speech that we were given is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the vayipach ba'apam nishmas chayim. What we are going to see today is the power of our mouths, how powerful they can be, and because of that, how careful and how thought out we have to be before we speak. So the topic today is going to be al tiptach pel l'satan. It's going to deal with risk versus society. And from there, we're going to head into questions that I've always got, just never give a share about it, but people ask me about even walking, using someone's crutches. They want to see what it's like to go on someone's crutches. They want to see what it's like to be wheeled in a wheelchair. All of these questions of even in a play or in a skit where this is necessary to project the idea of the of what they're trying to bring out. What does halacha say about it? There are mishnas about it, but there's very few paiskim that really go to the get to the nitty gritty of the halacha. We'll do the best that we can do. So we're going to try to do this in a systematic way. This is, again, a topic which that should be discussed in many, many places, and especially in the yeshivas, and especially with our own children, is the words and how we say, how dangerous sometimes what we say, we don't even realize it, because we'll never be able to pinpoint and say, okay, it's because of this that we said. For example, we say that we don't have a good memory. I always forget. We don't realize maybe that is the reason why we forget. We always can't find a parking spot. So we're always stuck at whatever the case is where we say things. We are going to see if that is included in the al tiftach peh or not. We begin with the chinuch, where the chinuch will tell us how important our dibur is. The chinuch is talking about cursing. Now, when we talk about cursing, we're not going to be talking about nivul peh. We're going to be talking about phrases that people say that are very, very dangerous. I only want the chinuch because I wanted to show you the severity of what we are going to be talking about is like this. So we know, and we do see the Torah speaking about shaloi ilkalo echad miyisrael bein ish bein isha ba'avo pishena shemei akolo. Even if the individual who I'm cursing doesn't hear about it, avo pishein vanu kayach. As I mentioned to you, we don't know the power. We don't know if it's going to actually come to fruition, our klala. We don't know the power. Yadana, we do have a klala. This is a fascinating chinuch because he says we know how people are concerned and worried. Yadana, klala, kol b'nei ha'olam. People are afraid of being cursed. When they hear a curse is said about them, they're all very, very concerned. So the chinuch is telling us that itself is a reason that there's something to it because everybody's afraid of it. And look what he writes. The Jews are afraid of it. Goyim are afraid of it. V'yayimru, and people say, Shekilas b'nei Adam, even if it's a klal of a hedjit, makes a rayashim. The mekailov, the one who's cursing on. The sadik b'yamara, the hatzar, and they're afraid that it's going to attach to the one who's cursed. The pain is going to therefore be felt by the one who's cursed. So we see we follow the way the world looks at it. So we have over here the importance of our dibur, even if the party doesn't hear what we're saying about them. And then the chinuch brings the Gemara in Mayit Katin, which we are going to learn. We are introduced to another phrase, bris krusa l'sfasai and klaimar. That we have a kayach. It's not even a curse. There's another level. We have one halach over here, which is not to curse. And it could be even a hedge. We have another pasuk here, which is not where I'm cursing. But because of the way I say something, it can cause a klala. And he brings like this. The chinuch is telling us and this is an introduction to our shiur today. I'm going to tell you what I feel about this. The speech that we have was given to us by Hashem, and just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyach of Dibur, and by Yipach Pa'af, Hashem blew that into us. He brings the Tag HaMuklis we've spoken about, Koyach of Dibur, Nasim by Koyach, Lifol Apilu B'Mashach Chutzmenu. We were given the Koyach to cause an effect, even though it's not, it's above our what we the Koyach that we really should have. Al Ken Yodanu B'Nir HaTamid, Avadu Lepi Chashiva Sa'adam, the Devekins of El-Yoinim, the greater you are, you're a tzaddik, the words are going to come true, for sure. The chomash yidavlo. Zeh, yaduam, of course, everybody knows this, ben yoyin deidas, and b'nei ma'ad. That because we were given the vayikpach pach manishos chayim, we have godliness inside of us, we have therefore the, what is our godliness? Our speech. So our speech is the holiest, the most, the part that connects us to Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can cause with his dibur, Asaram Amarim, to create the world, we have some of that inside of us that our dibur, our speech can affect and it can change the outcome of someone's, maybe Parnassa possibly, even Shalom Bayis, we'll see, because people do speak and talk about others. They don't realize that their speech is very, very dangerous. I got even last night a phone call. I don't know how they know about this, but they're already saying that they're divorced. They're not divorced yet. They're saying that they're through their speech, we're going to see if that gets into Bris Krusos. I'm not cursing, but they're already talking about it. And then because they talk about it, it can actually make it happen. Let us learn the Gemara then. This is the Iker Gemara for today. It's a Gemara Ma'id Katan, where the story happened between Amoraim. Pinchas Achu de Mar Shmuel. Pinchas is the brother of Mar Shmuel Isra ben Milsa. He lost a family member. Oh, Shmuel, a Mishal Taimene. So Shmuel goes to be Menachem Avol. Chazinel is the type of Davin Avishin. He sees his nails are very long. Amalei, so he says, Amalei Shakiltus, how come you don't cut your nails? So Shmuel goes to be Menachem Avol, and he sees that Pinchas is nails alone. Amalei, this is the words of Pinchas. Ibididei hava. If you would be sitting avelus, me mizalza bekulei, would you cut your nails? That's what he said to him. Havi kishagiga me shiatsi yashai. It was like an arrow that went out. The Israel be milsa, and now Shmuel ends up sitting shiva. Oh, Pinchas achuil mishal taim aminei. So now Pinchas goes to be Menachem Avalim. So he, of course, says the words, and that's the words of we're back to the nails. He takes the nails and throws it in front of him. Amalei, why? He's now upset. I don't want to go through why he waited now to tell him this. Why weren't you careful with your words? You caused me to be sitting on Velas. That's what he's saying. He's saying because you said if it was Ibididei Hava, if you would be sitting on Velas to be Mizalzel, he wasn't cursing him. He was just saying, if you would be in this situation, would you not cut your nails? And he says, and now Shmuel is upset and says, it's your fault that I'm sitting on veils because of those words that you said. The Amar of Yerichanan, Rabbi Yerichanan says, Yinayin, with Shabbos Kruzlos Asayim, Shenemar, the pasuk he brings is very, very hard to understand. What does he want with this pasuk? Let's try it. Taisus asks the question. Vayayim Avram El Nar, Avram is going to Haram Iria, to the Akedah. And he says, Shvu lachem pimpayim achamar. V'ani v'anar, he tells Yishmael, and he says to Eliezer, stay here with the chamar, because v'ani v'anar, nelcha, koi v'nishtachla, we're going to return. And it ends up that they return, very strange. So Avraham Avinu, through his words, is saying that he, together with Yitzhak, he's going to return. And they actually do return. So it seems from the Gemara, that because Avraham Avinu said those words, now Hashem has to listen to him, and now he returns. So you see the koyach of the dibur. Of course, Taisus asks what's going on over here. Here was L'tayv. Here Avraham Avinu is saying that I'm going to return with Yitzchak. Wait over here. So it's L'tayv. How do you know that L'ra, our koyach of our dibur, is so powerful? And that is Taisus' question. Number three. Tema, don't meet the type of Merubah. Maybe meet the type is greater. Why are we bringing this Gemara? We should have brought another Gemara for Ektaisis. You want to show the Kayach of the mouth. that you should be so careful with what you say. Bring the Gemara, but yiftachpev l'satan. Don't open up your mouth to the satan. Shneimani brings a pasuk. We have therefore two different psukim here. We have bris trus l'sayim that we see from this Gemara that he didn't curse. He just said if it would be you, it would be like if someone says to you, oh, if your car gets stolen, or if you would be sick, let me see how you would feel. It's like many times the women will say that because they feel, we should feel their pain. So you say, if you would be sick, let me see how you would be. That's really what the Gemara is saying over there. You shouldn't be saying that, because by saying that, our Dibur, of course, we have the Chinuch, maybe Tzadik and Gedam, we'll see if it's anybody, it's even a Hedjit. If we want, and that's the reason of we all heard the words, Lay Aleichem. Even if I not meaning it, and I don't say the words, but I say to someone that someone would say that they were sick, they're supposed to tell the other one, I don't want it to happen to you. Even that far we have to go, or Lay Aleichem. So what we are going to have to do is we have to understand how do we answer Tyson's question over there. Maybe bris krusl sasayim is only l'toy, that we should give people brachas. We should say good things because then it will come true. How do we know that l'klala, and Tyson says we should bring in al tiftach pe l'satan. The Marsha, a very important Marsha. That's why you'll see that this is a little bit different. We need to learn the Gemara and the Achrayim, and not there's no Shulchan Aruch on this. But we have to be able to see how they interpret the Gemara and how they looked at the different sugyas here to come out, and we'll hope Mir Tashem and see how the Shemaya come out the Maskana. So the Marsha right away, number four, brings down Taisus Kasha. But nearly Asha, he wants to answer Taisus Kasha. Very important. Dahid al Yiftach Pelis Satan. When do we say al Yiftach Pelis Satan? Kisha Aimer Klal Es Atzmai. When you talk about yourself. Vaisai Pranius, Verois. Okay, the Mukhach in Yanam Dasam, he brings Raya to that. What's the reason of Tiftach Pe L'Satan? So basically, just to come up, just to say a practical space, if a person would say that I am, if you have to be careful, you say you're going to go outside. If you walk outside without a coat, if I walk out without a coat, I'm going to get a cold. I'm talking about myself. So that would be Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan. You're opening up your mouth to the Satan. As he says, why is that? Why is there an inyan of al tiftach pe l'satan? Because ha'avodas valdin kamei eidim damim. You're like telling the satan's out to get us. He's looking to make our life difficult. If we are going to say words and the satan can use those words against us, so that's kamei eidim damim. And we're agreeing to that. We're agreeing that this should happen to us if this is what we do. But like nishar makam, there's no midas harachman then. So if a person says something about himself, for example, one of the svarim says, oh, yeah, I always forget. Oh, you always forget? Satan takes those words and says he always forget. He's me'edim dami. He's saying about himself. So midas harachim can't go ahead and help him out because he's made himself that he always forgets. Or you say, I always lose by Chinese auctions. What means you tell him the satan, he always loses. If he always loses, he's going to say, they always say they lose. He himself is, that would be al tiftach pe l'satan. But to go ahead and talk about somebody else, that's bris krusl sasayim. This case, he says, if it would be by you, then let me see if you would cut your nails. Oh, we talk about somebody else, says the Marsha. That's a different pasuk. That's bris krusl sasayim. So we again, the way the Marsha learns, we have two different sukkim. There are two different problems here. One of them is al tiftach pe l'satan, talking about yourself. And one of them is going to be talking about, and so we have to be so careful. Because many times we do talk about ourselves, we're going to lose money on this deal. You have to be careful. Maybe we shouldn't say that. Because it's all tipped up, this Satan says. He says he's going to lose money. So he'll lose money. We don't know what our words, as the Yichina says, we don't know. We're not in Shemayim saying, oh, this is the reason why. But we have to be careful with it then. We should never be negative, because the negative comments that we make, we have to speak maybe in the third part. We'll see. Third party, not me, not I. I'm not going to be successful if I do this. What do you mean you're not going to be successful? You're telling the Satan you're not going to be successful. So al tiftach, then you need me to sarachman. I mean, sarachman can't work. How careful we have to be. It's something to think about.
How do you ever assess something with yourself? It's dealing with the deal that involves you and someone else, and you're trying to analyze the upside and the downside. Like, listen, I don't think
so. Don't say I. That's what I'm saying. Don't say I. You could say about the deal itself. I don't want to refer to yourself as a pranis. No, it might not be a good idea. You could say it might not be a good idea, but you don't say, I don't think it's going to, well.
You just, as long as you don't say the I.
Right, don't talk about yourself. You talk about in the, that such a thing, right? Don't say it in such a way.
Let's speak about possibilities versus...
Or possibility, right, talk about possibilities. Don't say that this is, right, you have to be very careful. Don't say, make it as if it's for sure. I don't have a good memory. I'm going to lose on this deal. And then, right, you have to be careful with what you say. We'll explain it a little bit more as we go forward. There is an interesting Aruch Chaim HaKadosh where the Aruch Chaim explains, and it's just a pshat in the pasuk where Rivka is telling Yaakov to go into his father. Says Yaakov, let's see number 5. Ulai Musheni Yavin, maybe he's going to feel me. But Yisi Be'en of Kimisateya, and he's going to realize that I'm trying to fool him. They Vesi Olai Klala. Isn't Yaakov speaking about himself? That's a philosophy. The vesi alai klala, and it's going to be a klala on me. Balay bracha. By time alayim, I Rivka says alai klala on me. The curse should be on me. Achshma b'kayla v'leich kachli. Frak the arachaim. It's very hard arachaim because some of the arachaims are very hard to understand. You have to start looking at the mepharshim that explain the arachaim. That's what I did over here. So we'll learn it together. Arachaim wants to know. I'll just do it outside. What does it mean? Behavi alai klala v'lai bracha. Is that Yitzchak is going to curse him, or Yaakov on his own is saying that I'm going to be cursed? In other words, how do you translate the words behavi alai klala? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says it's not Yaakov. He wants to say two questions. Aruch Chaim wants to know how if let's say Yitzchak curses Yaakov, how could Rivka then go ahead and say, oh, the curse that goes on to you should be me? Yitzchak didn't curse Rivka. Yitzchak cursed Yaakov. So the Aruch Chaim says, what does it mean? Alai klalos chavini, that the curse should be on me. He didn't curse. He's going to curse Yaakov, not Rivka. You can transfer curses. So if I curse Reuben, so Shimon can say, Reuben, I don't want the curse to be on you. I'll take the curse. Aruch Chaim says you can't do that. If someone's cursed, they curse. So what's pshat in alai klalos chavini? So the Aruch Chaim wants to say that, mamash, the way we're learning, that Yaakov is not saying, the way he phrased it, is I'm going to be cursed, meaning not that Yitzchak, my father, is going to curse me, but for doing this, I'm going to be cursed. He's cursing himself. Oh, you're cursing yourself. The Aruch Chaim says that someone else can take over.
But why would he curse himself?
Because of what I did, it's a curse on me. Because of what I did, he's cursing himself. Not that Yitzchak's going to curse him.
Maybe Yitzchak won't curse him, but Hashem will curse
him. Very good. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that I'm going to be cursed for what I'm doing.
Hashem will curse him, but... Hashem is going to be out to get someone for something, could somebody else come and be like, oh, I'll take it?
No, but I agree with you. He's saying that it's like when a person says, oh, you know what, I did this, then if he's going to say that I'm going to be cursed for what I did. So who's going to curse him? Obviously, Hashem is going to curse him. But it's his words that is doing it.
No, but
my point to you is, my point is, it's not Yitzchak cursing him. He's cursing himself. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying, but the words that he said, it's like I said, I'm going to be cursed. That's what he's saying. So the Aruch Chaim does. No, he's cursed. It's his dibur. He's cursing himself. It's like the person who says that I always forget.
He's not trying to curse himself.
Very good. You don't have to be. That's his point. You don't have to be wanting to curse yourself. But words are so powerful. That it's like he's cursed. That's why such a curse. Aruch Chaim says you can transfer. Because it's not a real curse.
This is Hashem doing it. And who's the
question? What do you mean Hashem? Again, it's not Hashem doing it.
Well, Yaakov said, the base, and it was brought upon you.
Aruch Chaim saying the words that he used was his fault. Whatever Yaakov's thinking of is Hashem is bringing it on him. But
yes, and Rivka's the one causing. She told Yaakov to do this. You're just saying, no, it's my fault. I'll take the curse.
Yeah, but that's his question. How do you transfer the curse? If Hashem, who's going to curse him?
It's my fault. I get
punished. That's what I'm telling you. Aruch Chaim is not learning that. Aruch Chaim is saying the words of Yaakov Avinu are the cause of why there's going to be a curse. In other words, he should not have said these words. What do you mean by Vesi Alai Klola? Who's the Vesi? He's cursing himself. Himself. It's not Yitzhak that's cursing. Now, through that, that's his point, but his point is he shouldn't have said it. If you read the words, he says, "Hu garam klala shahaiti mi piv." He's saying the words. He should not have said these words.
But that has nothing to do with Rivka.
Nothing to do with Rivka. You're right. No, I'm not saying he's not. Nothing to do with Rivka.
Punishment for the action.
I'm not 100%.
There's
nothing. There's nothing to do. I agree with you. Nothing to do with Rivka.
No, but there's no market for Rivka to say, "Oh, I'll take it on me."
Because such being that it's such a, it's not a real curse. It's not someone else cursing someone. It's cursing himself. So I'll take your curse.
But I'm not going
to say I agree with you. It bothered me also. But he seems to say, the Archaim seems to say that such a curse he could transfer.
I'm not arguing. It just doesn't make any sense logically. I mean, if it's a punishment for Rivka told him to do.
It's not a punishment.
Rivka, okay, it's a thing. So then there's no mucking for Rivka to say, oh, I like Hillel's Kabbalim. If we learn Bashar Shah, it's a punishment for the trickery.
Right.
And that was Rivka's idea.
No, but that's Zaya is right. She's the one who caused it at the end. So she's saying that I caused you to say those words, so I should get punished for those words. No one's cursing him.
No, I didn't cause you to say those words. Don't say anything. I told you to do what you should.
But I'm still the cause. I'm still the cause of what you said. That's what I'm saying. I'm still the cause of what you said.
Why can't you say very simple?
Yeah.
And even if so, logic, I still wouldn't make a mistake. Why can't you even try for that?
She pizza the most I'll let it get hurt. Or I will take it upon. Whatever you end with you, I'll explain with me consent.
Yeah, but it's too late already because Yitzhak's going to be cursing.
We don't know what that means to be cursed. We don't know what they're talking
about. Our time says it's impossible that Yitzhak is going to curse. Yeah. Ripka's not afraid. Yitzhak is someone who's not going to curse. He wasn't going to curse. He says there's no way. The ones in the Farshim on the Archaim said that the Archaim understood he wasn't going to curse. But he says it can't be. And then he's, but let's say that is true. Rivka can't take that curse. Yitzchak's cursing Yaakov, not Rivka. He's not, you're taking, I'm saying the curse that Yitzchak's going to curse, you're not going to take.
If it's a curse of Dibur, how could you take that even also? It's a Matthias, it's a curse of Dibur that it was said on this person. How could it be like, oh, I'll take responsibility?
That's what I'm saying. But if someone else is cursed, if Reuben curses Shimon, see, Reuben, for whatever reason, cursed Shimon, how can I take that curse? But if it's the person cursing himself, so then it seems it's not so severe. I agree with you. It's not so severe.
It's not a matter of severe. It's a matter of.
But then you can say to the Satan, listen, Satan, you want to start up with someone? Start up with me.
No.
Again, we're talking about the Satan. And the Satan, we got to pacify the Satan. So we pacify the Satan by saying, hey, listen, I'll take. I know you want to get somebody something, and you have the right. You do it on me.
I don't need to pass on the
stuff. Whatever it is, you're right. I agree. All right, bye. Anyway, comes the Chida. As we head into, we're getting closer to Purim, so we are. Where Purim Katan is only like a month plus away. So we begin already to think about the Indian of Purim. But the Chida is a Meir Dikakasha. I don't know if any. Now that we're going through this topic, you'll appreciate this question. No one, if you wouldn't even entertain this topic at all, you would never be even thinking about the question. But Chida does, because he is worried about our Dibur. He doesn't understand Esther. Esther says like this. So Mordechai and Esther are having this dialogue about going into Achashverosh or not. So she's told, go. Esther tells Mordechai, gather the Yehudim. Fast for me. Don't eat and drink for 3 days. I will also fast. And because if I don't, if I come to the king and I don't have all these preparations, kasher avadati, we're going to be totally destroyed. Frank the Chida, how could you say those words? Wasn't that Brits Christus a sign? Or Al Yiftach Pib, he brings both of them down. I don't know why he brings both, but he said, well, like kasher Brits is Al Yiftach Pib. You're saying kasher avadati. We don't talk like that. We just said even in a case of a tanai, or he's talking about the pshitas b'loy tanai. For sure, it's not allowed. But gam kizayis chazayis yesh l'aram Mordechai. What does Mordechai say? Right. If you don't say anything, Esther, your home is going to be destroyed. Again, we don't talk like that. We're talking about the pranius that's going to happen. We shouldn't talk like that. I'm just saying all these tzukim. He said, and he writes, look what he writes. Okay, Esther's not trying to curse herself. Okay, but bris kruslus l'sayim. So you see how tiptach pel is something is like you're cursing yourself. She's not trying to curse herself. Okay, but we always have the other posse. Our words are very powerful.
Right.
You can say, why do you have to say those words? Just say, do all this. This is going to help us. You don't need to say the negative. You don't have to say, if you don't do this, why say that? Why do you need to bring that in? She's saying that. So leave that part out. That's his question. Leave that part out. You don't have to. And Mordechai also, if you're not going to do this, Mordechai say, just do this. If you don't do this, it's like saying to your child, Go out. It's very cold outside. Wear a coat. If you don't wear a coat, you're going to get a cold. So leave out the part if you don't get a coat, wear a coat, you're going to get a cold.
That emphasizes words. That's the limitation. It's like, it's actually a lot of
people. Stop picking on every word. No.
That's what you have to say.
Well, right. I'm just saying. I'm just right.
Oh, that's okay. That's
right. Right. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that what? That.
Oh,
I don't know about this. Okay, back to Shulchan. Okay, fine. Comes along the Chidah, and the Chidah goes with this whole Mahal. It's very important because we're going to see not everybody agrees with this Chidah, but the Chidah says like this. Al Tiftach Pelis Sata, which is again, we're talking about ourselves or Pranius, is Dafka, and here it is Al Tiftach Pelis Sata, because she's talking about herself too. She's including herself in this also. It's not just somebody else, as the whole Klal Yisrael is going to be destroyed. So he brings the in Yaakov, Al Yiftach Pelis Satin is Dafka B'Shas Amidus Hadin, when there's Amidus Hadin in the world. So the question is, what about over here? There was Amidus Hadin. Ki Asata Mikatre B'Shas HaSakon. When there's a Sakon, you have to be extra careful. So Al Yiftach Pelis Satin is only when you see there's Amidus Hadin. And he brings a raya from Aloch in Yeredeya, because when Aloch in Yeredeya says, you have to be very, very careful when someone is sitting Abelis, he shouldn't go ahead and say, we'll just learn the Mechaber. The Mechaber brings it down. It's a Chinai and Bob. Shame Royal Adam Shayim on a frat. Oh, I never. Hashem didn't even pay me for the amount that I really deserve to be paid. Because then you have Tiftach Pelis Satin. You always say, oh, it could have been worse. I really, I didn't get such a severe punishment as I should have. What do you mean? What are you saying there for? That, and that's Midas Hadin, because he's sitting in Abelis. That's Midas Hadin. And that would explain the Gemara's in my copy. And he says, we do this every day in davening. Because we say, don't we say in our, in Tachnun, it brings the Chippi, Direi, and Yaakov, the Kashim, we sin like our fathers, or they sin. We constantly talk about our sins, our averus. But don't we say that you shouldn't be saying that? So the Chidah says, we only don't say that. Right, because we say Avla Nachnu Vavay Seinu Chatanu. Why are we saying that? Avla Nachnu Seinu Chatanu. We agree that we did something wrong. Why are we saying that? He says again. He's trying to say that that's not Midas Hadin. There's no Midas Hadin at that time. No Midas Hadin. You could say it. He brings a riot from David HaMelech because David HaMelech. It's another Yisoid. He says of it. David HaMelech every day. Let's look at number 8. David HaMelech Chol Yomer Yomer LeMacharani Haylech. He used to say every day I'm going to my home. Lamak, I'm not planning, I'm going to go visit this beautiful place. And then I'm going to go to the Beis Medrash. Frek de Chidah, why wasn't David HaMelech afraid for Bris Christus Vasayim? He's telling, his words are saying that I'm going to go, he should be going straight to the Beis Medrash. Why is he using words that saying that he's going to enjoy the world? I'm going to go to this house. I'm going to go visit this person. As we see, words are very powerful. And if you say it, it might end up, you're going to end up having to do it. He says, said, I put it in the bowl because this is the Chidah's Yisoid, although again, we'll see it's not so poshut. Sabbat David HaMelech, there's no Bris Chrislos Asayim, Delayitmar, only Kishapiv Libay Shavim. If your mind and your mouth are in the same place, but if your mind, your Libay is Chaluk, Va'isa Zeb, Derech Hansa, Leslam Ba. If you really mind, David HaMelech was trying to outsmart the Satan. How do you outsmart the Satan? You tell the Satan, I'm not going to the Beis Medrash. Satan's not going to bother you then. So David HaMelech, of course, is going to the Beis Medrash. His piv, what he said, wasn't what he was thinking. The story in the Gemara in Mayit Katan, as we are going to shortly see, we're going to have a beautiful Teretz and Places question now over there. When someone said, oh, if you were in this situation, I want to see how you would act. Oh, so it's piv Levi Shavim. Because in his mind, it's like when someone is sick and they say to their friend, they're talking about, oh, I want to see how you are going to feel when you have such and such an illness. So you have the flu. Let's see how you're going to, you hear that everyone talks like that. Husband to the wife, let's see what you're going to feel like. We're complaining. Oh, we'll see what you feel like. Oh, then we have a problem. That's Bris Christmas sign. Because you're saying it and in your mind, a little bit, you want to know, you want to see how they're going to feel. Okay, so now it's Bris Christmas Asayim. Obviously, we don't want them to get sick, but that would be what the case is talking about. He therefore answers Taisus, what was Taisus Kasha? Taisus asked, why are we bringing a Ryan from Avraham Avinu and the Akedah? That was Dabar Taiv. Says the Chidah, buy a Dabar Taiv, even if it's Pivot, and Levi is not Shavim. So Tysus is bringing a raya that this is din of bris krusos l'sayim. When it comes to davara, it's pivli by shavim. So Tysus can bring a raya, he says, because it goes down a darga. Very good. It comes to bracha, that's why he shows the bracha. So he's anicha. What Avraham Avinu said, his mind wasn't saying the same thing his mouth was. His mind is, I'm going to do the akeda. But out of his mouth came a bracha. Oh, it may, which is unbelievable then. Because according to what Tysus is saying, Avraham Avinu does come back with Yitzchak because of his words that he said. It had a little bit of an Indian of a bracha in there. Okay, maybe you have to understand what would have, if you wouldn't have said that, it's really a little bit of a nevuah, more than just a bracha. Anyway, the chida ends off. The chesheinu l'tayva k'shepivli v'shavim. This guy, you go down a step. So by klala, you go down a step. Kitzar ma'isa. Let us now turn over to the sheet, and we move on over here to see how far this goes. So I put on the sheet here from one of the svarim. He just puts together the marsha according to the marsha. Let's review now the din of shaliach techpel esatim u'shekaylal es atzmei boisediber. You're including yourself. That's al tiftechpel esatim. And why is that a problem? That's idaz baldin kimei dindami. Masha'en kain shemidaber legabe zulosei. If I stop talking about somebody else, there's no al yiftach peh. But what do we have a problem? We have bris krus. But bris krus is the sign. Bav is only when piv libay shavim. Avol em ain piv libay shavim is no shah. So again, talking about yourself or including yourself, you're not allowed to do. Now, the problem is, the chida really, if kasher avadati is, according to what we're saying, why isn't al tiftach peh l'satim, which the chida himself brought in. He only focuses on the bris krus l'sasayim. So that's a little bit, I don't really see how he answers that question. The bris krus l'sasayim is pivli v'shavim. But he himself asked the question, al tiftach peh l'satim. Tiftach peh l'satim basically is, don't talk about yourself at all in a negative way. And bris krus l'sasayim is talking about others, but that's where it's pivli v'shavim. Let us now move on to another Gemara Masechta Skittin. We'll go through this quickly. I hope the Olim will agree with what we're about to learn over here. It's not so poshut, but I keep on getting asked these questions, and we all heard of let's talk about the crutches. You want to try someone else's crutches out. They see this in the schools. I want to see what it's like. Is that also going to enter into this topic? So there's the Gemara Masechta Skittin, Daf and Zayin Amid Beis. Call me, anything you want to show, let's see Inish B'nai. You can show on yourself. Bar Meshchita v'davaracha. Don't show Shchita and a davaracha. What does Rashi say? What's Bar Meshchita? Don't show Shchita because if you're going to take a knife and you're going to show where Shchita is, you actually might cut yourself. According to Rashi, you took a knife and you want to show how to do Shchita. According to davaracha, what's davaracha? It's a ras. Umaris negayim. Don't show what's a ras is a maris negayim. Why? It's going to happen to you. What does this Rashi mean? Well, don't talk about Saras. Don't show what Saras looks like. Right? Again, you talk Komili lives the Anish Benafsh. You can show it on yourself. Don't show Shchita on yourself and don't show Saras. Because if you show Saras, it's Mesukin Likwait Slav. Comes the Marsha. The Marsha says like this. Maridika Marsha. You have to remember this Marsha. Marsha says it's a Gittin. What? Not like Rashi. You know what? You shouldn't take a knife. Not even to take a knife. I don't want to show it because the Mara says not to do it, but to take your hand. And to put it on the makam of where you would normally do shchita, showing what it would look like, where that makam is, says the Marsha, not allowed to do it. You know why? Yamare mazle, because al yiftach peh l'satim. You know, Marsha? The reason you're not allowed to do it is, even though it's not dibur, it's not words, but if I'm going to show the makam of shchita, it's al tiftach peh l'satim. That's how far it goes. Look what he writes. V'madibur meviyu l'deikach, if our words are so powerful, kol shkein ha-maisen. The sure deeds. By doing this, it's al tiftach peh l'satim. And he brings it, and Rashi himself says it by Taras. So he says, that's why I put it in bold. I saw last night, I was going over to Marsha, and he says clearly, because it was bothering me, what's Pshat and Rashi? Taras. I realized the Marsha himself brings that out. Bedug malachi legabe Taras. Kinerim appears Rashi Gufa. Rashi himself says, don't show Taras. Why not? Because al tiftach peh l'satim. So that means, Eina Chanami, if we're going to talk about crutches, and it's al tiftach, you're doing a ma'isa. That's like, we're according to the Marsha, I'll have to see. So sitting in a wheelchair, seeing what it's like to be pushed in a wheelchair, or wearing a cast, putting something on just to see what it's like. Anything which is going to deal with a Maisa is al tiftach peh, according to the Marsha, would be al tiftach peh l'satim. Let us now, it's not so pushed, because we are going to see, I just want to show you the Achrayim. There is one of the Gedolei Mataras Pals. He writes pages and pages and pages. Normally, he's a Goyen Oilam. He was one of the Rosh Hashivas in Piracy Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. So he does bring down the Marsha. and he brings down the Rashi. It's brought down those that learn Hilchos Shechita. Pesachei Teshuvah does bring it down in Yeridei and Siman Chaf Sifkan Alef. He brings this Machlokes Rashi in the Marsha, and I'm just reading it to you. You can see over here. He says Lefi Rashi and a Chanami. It's got to be a knife. Lefi the Marsha, I feel it without it. And he brings down the Lubush, talking about the Goisis. Nami Sheinois and Shemdavim Iske Misa. Don't do anything that deals with Misa for the Goisis, showing somehow about the death or what's going to take place. Stay away from showing anything because I'll tip the pelis up. Teres Paz says the same thing. Just lahalacha, he says, brings the Marsha, clearly the way we learned it. But the Maral says, why does the Gemara talk about Shechita then? I mean, a lot of things we could talk about there. And I give you a list of things that we could talk about. Don't do. Why does it only talk about Shechita? Only don't show Shechita on yourself. Don't take your hand and put it in the by the neck to show this is where Shechita would be done. So the Maral learns it in the Agadah. Once again, we're going to see this being that this is so different than ordinary. You can learn in Shulchan Aruch, Halach, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan. We don't have that over. We don't have that luxury over. We ourselves have to, from these Gemaras and from the Achrayim, try to come up with what we should be doing, which is a very unique halachis over here, because it's going to be based on learning another Mishnah Maseches Peah. So again, it took a long. I spent a lot of time on this. Not in the summer, but then again, I had to spend a lot of time the last 2 weeks on this because it keeps on. It's one of those topics that I need the island's help too. It's we're gonna have to learn another mission of it to see what our diba should be like. Comes along so the Maral says like this: Kidavka shechita mipnei shashechita b'kayach midas hadin. Shechita is midas hadin. Vein davar shemidas hadin kemay shechita kasha yedua. Shechita somehow has to do with midas hadin. It's going to happen a lot of them. Taras also. Taras So the Maral, somehow it's Shechita and Taras. He doesn't seem to be saying everything. He doesn't seem to be saying, okay, don't take crutches. That's Midas Adin. Shechita somehow has to do with Midas Adin. You're killing an animal. I'm not sure. I don't understand it myself. But he says that Shechita is b'kayach midas hadin. You're killing an animal. It's midas hadin. It's not rachmanis. We're not having rachmanis on the animal. That's the way I would understand it. Is a midas hadin. Oh, what's
midas? A little bit better than that. You're talking a mass slaughter of 1,000.
Very good. So it's midas. That's also part of it, right? Very good. It's also some of that. If you look at the Maral, I looked at others that bring down the Maral, the Sefer Yosef Eimetz brings down that before they started learning the Sefer Schulen, they used to fast. They used to show it. You make a mistake every once in a while. You're going to show it. So it shouldn't be Chal on them. They used to fast. But we have, if according to the Maral, so then we don't have a problem with the crutches and the wheelchairs and showing anything else or trying anything else out. But we have to learn another mission. The mission in Peah, let's see if this mission can help us settle. It says the mission in Peah, it's the last mission of Chol Mi She'eino Lechigah, someone who's not lame, Leisuma, not blind, but like they say, he's also lame. But Isa Atzim Akechim, but you want to act like one of them. You want to limp. What's it like to limp? You want to put a patch on one eye, because we're going to learn in a minute, that's what he says. And you try it out. Ain't it amazing as a cane you're gonna end up having with you? Achu kachamem shenamar tzedek tirdev. It's gonna run after you. What's the mission saying? So it means you try one of these things out. You want to walk with a stick. You want to walk with crutches, and you want to put a patch on your eye. You want to see. You want to go to the blind museum to see what it's like for someone that doesn't see. So you shouldn't do that because at the end you're gonna die from it. What's the mission saying? Comes a Torah Yisrael, Torah Yisrael number 14, and he says like this. So Piseach is, he explained, like I said to you, both of them are lame. One is 2 feet, one's 1 foot. That's not the point for now. But the Vais is Atmeh. Why do you do this? So the Tveris Yisrael, learn with me, tell me what you think. Because we're going to learn, not the others, we're going to learn the part that says it doesn't learn like this. What's Pshat in Tveris Yisrael? So you're doing this, you look like an Ani, Kadei Shirach Mualov, but he's not saying that that's why you're not allowed to do it. Va'afilu Achi Nenash, why? This is Tveris Yisrael. You're being Mimayim and Kavit Shemayim because it looks like Hashem created you this way. People that see Bereas Yafis, you have to praise. Here, you're being a Kavit Taiva. Why are you trying this out? Why are you walking like this with a cane? Why are you trying out to see what it's like to be blind? Tomorrow, so you ask questions. Woman, like not going to chigur b'seich Yaakov. He puts sum in the middle. Okay, it goes off topic. That's not going to get it to us. And then he says sum is rak even with one eye. Like I said, a pet. So lefi the Tveres Yisrael, we learn in the mission a little bit. Don't do these things, because if you're doing this, you're being the mayik. Someone sees. They see. They don't know that you don't have that you really could walk. They think that you're outcast.
They can't play or something.
No. Very good. So that we'll see. Maybe they can't play. They know. But if someone's in a wheelchair because he wants it, they don't know. You're being Mamai, Kavit Shemai, because you think that Hashem is giving Taurus to more people than he really is. Here, Chiddush.
You should address how like that.
You can't pray them people. Then your people know. But if someone's going to walk around with crutches, they don't know. You're being Mamai, Kavit Shemai. You're being Mamai, Kavit Shemai, because people think that Hashem made this person have to walk this way. So then it's a call. Comes look, but the part of this year he says, let's look at number 15 on the back of the sheet. And he says that's a different shot over here. I think the plush of shot would be not like the Taurus Yisrael, because he says that the reason why you shouldn't do this is he brings a Taisus Chadashim. Ki oisam anashim, I'm reading you the small print. They're fooling people. That's why you shouldn't do it. They're collecting tzedakah and trying to get the tzedakah. So if they come into the shul and they tell you that they're blind and they're not blind and they're walking with a crutch and they're not crutching, you're going to give them more money. So being that they're fooling you, they're going to end up with this. So it's not, according to the Paradis Yaisif, the Mishnah is just telling, or the, I'm trying to bring down the Taisel Chadashim. The reason why not to do it is because you're fooling people that you're going to get more tzedakah. First Yisrael doesn't learn like that. That's possible.
That would just be sale. Why would that be, oh, you're going to get this?
Okay, that's a good question. If it's also Zayla, not they speak about that.
So let's say it would be, or not. What does that have to do with that? And I don't think it's just the opposite of
God. Okay, you're right. I don't want to go into that. Is it Gnevis Das and so on? I'm not arguing you. That's
Gnevis Das. Says that, oh, if you're doing it for that reason, that's better. You might think, oh, you're not going
to
get it.
I'm not going to argue that point, because I'm not here to say if it's with it. At the end of the day, the mission is saying that you not only are you stealing, maybe it's Gnevis Das, but you're going to end up with this. That's what he's saying. I want to share with you the Ben Ish Chai. We'll finish up very quickly. The Ben Ish Chai says he's so gadol, and we have to be careful with this, because the Ben Ish Chai, someone asked the Ben Ish Chai wrote on many svarim, but one of his svarim is Tyre Lishma. And he wants to know, are you allowed to talk about your own problems? Shaila, let's read the Shaila together. Ruben Yesh Lai Mom Echem Aguf. He has a mom. And he's telling everybody, Ezo Inyan Al Mom Ahushi Yesh. But he talks about his blemish. By Shimon Yashav, Shimon sitting there. Oh, I also have this. That's how we talk. We like to tell her, oh, I don't feel good too. Oh, you have a cold? I have a cold too. Oh, you have COVID? I have COVID too. We like to always make the, include ourselves. So you asked him, is there a problem with this? Of you just said our whole shiur. So he asked the Ben Ish Chai, he could look at the whole tshuva. I just want to read you the tshuva of the Ben Ish Chai. What are you telling people your problems for? If no one sees it, don't tell it to them. Even if you talk about yourself, don't do it. We have to be positive. Even the words that we're saying, that we have something that people don't know, we have this illness, this sickness, I went to the doctor for this, we shouldn't be talking about it. That's not, why not? It could be, like, for a number of reasons. First of all, we shouldn't be talking, we should always be positive and not be looking at our movement. Also, because maybe we are wishing that the other person should feel the way we feel. And that would be going back to that, Machshava, I want this to happen to somebody else. And very important, because that's what Rashi says. When you tell your problems to others, it's considered as if you're giving them a call, because you want them to feel what you feel. So we shouldn't be talking about our problems. We therefore add the word, Loy Aleichem. That's what we do. So, and the
Cheshukei Chemed. That's better than asking for a friend.
Also. But the Cheshukei Chemed writes, he writes like this. He writes this down. Also, shasal daber gnai afilo daber diamond. For sure on yourself. You got our mouths are klisharis veimlish tamish boil gnai. One of the svarim in the Sefer Eimek Halachi does bring down very interesting things that people say, and we shouldn't say it. So I want to let's read these two paragraphs, and then we'll finish with the Prichadish, because he also says something which is really important. And then with the Sefer Chassidim and the Chassam Sefer, give me an extra minute here, because you're going to see a chiddush gadol from the Chassam Sefer. But let's read paragraph number one. Even b'derech tnai olitzanis, you shouldn't talk. And he brings like this. He brings down from the sikhas of the Maran, from Rav Nachman. Sarach lizar ma'ayid l'li l'haytza mipip diba shal rishas chas v'shal apilu v'derech l'tzanas. Tahayim. Shaloi loimar chas v'shal amal atzma yishu rasha. Don't talk about yourself as a rasha. Like shiyasa avera chas v'shal amal. Even if it's a derech l'tzanas. They ain't believe by klal asa yizayis. V'afal b'kainza diba mazik loimayid. You shouldn't say, oh, we're going to go do this. I'm going to have this. Even though we don't intend, we're never going to do that. But we shouldn't talk like that. It might end up that those words are going to, and it could end up doing it. Even if you're saying it there, you're making a joke with your friend. Oh, I'm going to end up going here. I'm going to end up being in this place. I'm going to end up watching this, seeing this. You might end up doing it. Look what he writes in the second paragraph. Even that we have to be careful. You have a friend, and you haven't seen him in a long time. People say, oh, I don't even know if he's alive. Is he still alive? And I'm not going to say that either. Why are we referring to death? Even that, he says, is a problem. Well, you have to be so careful with our words to be, I know, it's very difficult. We have a lot of thinking to do before we talk now. But we have to be careful. Oh, maybe he's not well. I haven't heard from him. I hope everything is okay.
Hopefully he's on vacation.
Maybe.
Another thing.
Comes the Pri Chadosh. Important Pri Chadosh. Just want to show you the Pri Chadosh definitely doesn't agree with the Chidah. Because look what he says over here. He brings down the Shlach Chadosh. A father and a mother should not scare their children with Dabar Tamik. Don't say to your child, oh, a cat or a dog are going to bite you. He brings crystal society. You see how far it goes. You know, of course you don't want that to happen to your children. So you see, it's also not like the Chidah because it's not Pivali B'Shavmit. He writes like this, don't write in a letter, Elu Haya Plani Kayim. Oh, if he would still be alive, he would have called me. Don't talk, you see how far it goes? If he would be, you're inferring that he's dead. You can't even infer that someone's not alive. You can't even infer that someone's in pain. That's what he brings down. And he learns, that's all you have to pile us up. And not like the way we learn, but it's a Pri Chadosh. I'm not talking, according to the way we're learning up until this point, I'm talking about myself, then it's al tif tafei. He doesn't say that. And there is a Sefer Chassidim. Very similar. Ha'aymer derech schaik, or even exaggerations, alitzanes, aybekas, that you're going to do this and this, you're going to end up doing it. Very similar to that Mishnah. How careful we have to be, even if it's a joke, we shouldn't make jokes about doing things. Oh, I'm going to kill you. You hear people talk like that. You can't talk like that. That's derech schaik. Says the Sefer Chassidim. How careful we have to be. Oh, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to embarrass. All those things we see we're not allowed to say. That's our dibur, where the Sefer Chassidim is saying, because he might end up doing it kai demaisa before you die. How careful we have to be when we talk to others, and especially sometimes as parents, even to our children, where the olim is going to start learning paliyah. It's paliyah. It says a parent should never say to a child, I can't wait for you to be a parent that I'm going to see how your children are going to treat you, or how your child comes up late one day. Oh, I can't wait for you to become a parent, and we'll see how it feels to have to wait for your children to come home at night. So we have to be very careful with that. Deep, but the Peliyot says that's Bris Crystal Sign.
When you're a parent, you'll understand what you feel.
Right, but that's Bris. He says that's Bris Crystal Sign. Just there's a Meiridik. Just to end off, I could not. There's a Chassam Seif. I went through it last night very quickly because it was a story over there. And as I mentioned Friday night, the island I was in, and we spoke about the greatness of the Chassam Seif. Those that were on our trip with us in Europe, I spoke about the Chassam Seif. But there was a question that they asked the Chassam Sofer about a child, that if they should do the Bris Milah or not. And the Chassam Sofer said, yes, they should do the Bris Milah. And I have a because you can see it inside. I went to look at the original letter. They bring a letter to the Chassam Sofer, and they say to the Chassam Sofer that there were these three Gedolim that had the same Shiloh, and these three Gedolim Paskin, not like you, the Chassam Sofer. That's what they said to the Chassam Sofer.
Okay.
And the Chassam Sofer reads the letter. I want to read you the Chassam Sofer's answer. We should read it together. It's mind-boggling what the Chassam Sofer said. This is the Chassam Sofer. He says, you know why that child died? When they came with the letter to the Chassam Sofer, they said, and the child died. Those three Rabban and Paskin, this man, the child died. So look, I don't understand. Chassam Sofer, how come you're Paskin to do the Bris Milah? This happened with three other Rabbanim, and these three other Rabbanim did say not to do the bris, because if they're going to do the bris, the child's going to die. And the child died. Very good. Says the Chassam Sofer. 20. Last one on the sheet, we end with this. Behine Mises Hayel, this child that died in Salem, when a place will erechaika. He was right to die. Because in the words of the Tamid Chacham, they caused the child to die. You hear what the Sam Sefer says? It's because when they were paskining on the Shiloh, they said that if you're going to do the bris, he's going to die. If they wouldn't have said that, the child wouldn't have died. The only reason the child died is not because of the machla. The child died because the Rabbanim said the child's going to die. So I'm not going to paskin like them. They caused the child to die. You hear Sam Sefer, what does he say? And that's what
I
he ends up.
This violation of their status.
He says, "Kishrage, kishkader, hayetzim eshalit." The loynavish, and look what he writes. And the loynavish was close to die yinuka. No, the child didn't have enough schusim, and his father didn't have enough schusim. Then he brings out Gemara. What he says, he brings the Gemara in Ma'ayit Katan that we started with over here. They didn't have the schusim, just like the story that happened over there in Ma'ayit Katan. The mipaz dibar tahar b'nei adam. So everyone's talking about this. And they're talking about it in the moon. Bahamas Falachis, obviously, Chenvur Hashem, Risk Crystal is a sign. Obviously, the child's going to die because of their words, but not because the halacha doesn't let you do a bris nila. How careful we have to be with our words.